If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
If it's God who saves us and the power of His Holy Spirit that transforms and enables us, as we see in other passages, how does it fit that a man cleanses himself?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when I was just beginning my seminary training, I worked as a teller at a bank. We saw all kinds of folks come through doing business or just going through daily activity. Of course, this was before such things as ATMs, let alone smartphones. And so it wasn't uncommon to see someone very frequently and yet to get to know them a bit. One of those that came through was this young couple who drove this beat-up van. They looked kind of hippie-ish, but were as friendly as could be. One Christmas, they dropped by and handed each of us who worked in that branch a unique rounded cereal or soup bowl filled with homemade Christmas goodies. Being a single seminarian, any kind of food caught my attention. But the simple bowl was pretty cool, too. And then I found out that he had made them. In fact, his business was being a pottery artist, and she was a fabric artist. So interesting was this, that I even went to their studio to buy some Christmas gifts, which was actually their home, and found an extraordinary collection of not only small bowls, but large ones and vases and coffee urns and dishes and, well, any other useful pottery item that could be beautiful also. Well, pottery vessels are not commonplace today, but my wife and I have used and given away many of those useful beauties. The Bible also talks about pottery in many places, and we are going to look at one of them today. But right now, Chris Tomlin sings, I Will Follow.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. While you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Who you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you.
The Apostle Paul wrote a couple of letters to his protege and friend Timothy, and the one we know as 2 Timothy in chapter 2, he writes, "In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work." So, here's the picture. The house is the world, and in the world there are good purposes, which later he identifies as righteousness, faith, love, peace, heart purity, and seeking the Lord. And there are bad purposes, which are many, but think of anything that opposes the good purposes. And like a house with gold and silver, plates, dishes, pitchers that are good to serve your food, and wood and clay containers that are porous and could contain disease so that they are good only for trash and dirt and refuse, God's people, Christians, can choose whether they are going to fill themselves with trash or treasure. So we know that we become Christians when we repent, turn from our sins, and the Holy Spirit of God comes in and cleanses us. Does it all end there? Is it like climbing to the top, or better yet, getting a helicopter ride to the top of a giant water slide, and then we just hop on and ride the twists and turns down the mountain waterfall until we get to the end of life? No effort, no sweat, preset for the big splash at the bottom, only this time it's heaven? No, that's not it at all. But many times we have that impression. How does Paul, rather the Bible, picture it here? He says, flee the evil desires of youth. Of course, what he's saying is to youthful Timothy, applies to any age Christian. He also says, have nothing to do with people who are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, that is sacrilegious, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, those who have a form of godliness but denying its power. Flee and have nothing to do with. The reason I read all that list is to make it clear that what Paul is calling ignoble or bad is everything from the most despicable to the subtle but definitely ungodly things like unforgiveness. Did you hear listed anyone who you hang out with? Or maybe it's even you. It's so easy, even for God's people, to get caught in this trap. You know, it's even in the church. Remember, Paul is writing here to a young pastor, Timothy. But don't you get caught up in that crazy notion that has you stay away from the church because, oh, it's full of hypocrites. So, going back to the beginning, if it's God who saves us, the power of His Holy Spirit that transforms and enables us, as we see in other passages in the Scriptures, how does it fit that a man cleanses himself? Through the power of the Holy Spirit that has cleansed us from sin, we are now free, free to do right, to do righteousness. And what Paul is saying in this word is that we must decide to cooperate with God. He has provided the power and broken the chains. Now walk, following his lead. He has defeated the powers of sin, and in Christ you have died to sin. So now decide to stay away from all evil desires of any kind and from all those who continue to practice them. The word for cleanse here tells us that we can make this decision, and we know it is because by his grace it is possible. It tells us also that this picture of being a solid gold vessel, sold out to God, is absolutely real and even probable if you, through his power, consecrate yourself to it. To him, that is. So do it. Do it right now. Christian, if you've been fumbling about in messing around in this, make the decision now and pray with me. Dear Jesus, I have confessed my sin to you. I know you are my Savior, but I'm sorry that I've been still playing around in my commitment to you. I want to be all in, and I promise to cleanse myself from all those evil things. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.